is Claire, and I am here with Norma and Rick. It's January 3rd, 2006. Let's see. Rick, can you tell me about when you were born and give me some information about your family? Tell me a little bit about your family.
Okay, I was born in 1937 mm-hmm. in Cumming, Georgia. And moved to Roswell as a youngster. I was 6 years old when I moved to Roswell. I had a brother which was 4 years older than I am. Of course, my mother and father. We moved to Roswell and went into the poultry business. And we did that for We were in that business for close to 50 years. My brother died at an early age, age 38, and had a heart attack. And that changed some of our business ideas. Mother died in 83. My father died in 93. So I'm a loner now in the clan.
Where were your parents from?
They were from Forsyth County in the Cumming area.
Uh-huh. So did they both grow up there?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. And Norma, how about
your family? Okay. I was born on here, near here. And grew up here. We lived on the river, down on the river. Where the is. That was our property, in fact, where the across the river was where I grew up. I have one brother, and worked at the Roswell store from the time I was 7 years old. So rather than being a latchkey child, as they call them now, I spent my time at the Roswell store from the time I was seven until I graduated from high school. And the bank at that time was connected to the Roswell store. So I was taught by so many people. I had so many mothers and daddies that were teaching me things that I learned to count the money at the bank for them, and I would run errands for them, and I was a small child. And at that time, the Roswell Funeral Home was also a part of the Roswell store. So I was taught lots of things as a child that most people don't get to do until they're older. I could weigh up potatoes or tomatoes or whatever, and I had a real learning situation in my own backyard.
Did you all know each other when you were young?
We were in the same class at school. We had our first argument when we were in fifth grade. We graduated together and were childhood sweethearts.
What was your first argument about?
Well, it's real strange. My dad's name is Herbert Clay, and Rick's dad's name was Herbert Clay. And we were sitting in Ms. Florence, who was an old-time Roswellite, and her class in the fifth grade, and Rick sat in front of me, and we had to fill out a form of some sort, and he wrote down that his dad's name was Herbert Clay. And when they passed the paper back to me, I put Herbert Clay. And of course, he said, being a boy, said, I copied him. And that caused a lot of problems when we got married, having the same name, because they would send back things and say there's been an error here, you know. But they did have the very same name.
When you were little, now you said you did some work in the store and things. Did you have certain chores that you...
Oh, yes.